Two hikers from Whitehorse got turned around on the Arctic Brotherhood Trail outside of Skagway on Tuesday evening. Members of the Skagway Volunteer Fire Department and the U.S. Coast Guard searched through the night. The hikers were located mid-morning Wednesday, uninjured. The search and rescue call went out just before 9 p.m. on Tuesday, announcing that two hikers were overdue. Volunteers from Skagway's fire department and later on members from the U.S. Coast Guard looked for 30-year-old Wei Yang and 22-year-old Yun Zhu overnight. A Coast Guard Jayhawk was deployed from Sitka at about 1:30 a.m. on Wednesday. Petty Officer Lauren Steenson says they coordinated with the Alaska State Troopers and the Skagway searchers and looked for several hours in the early morning with a spotlight. They were on standby as of 9:30 a.m. Wednesday, but the weather had gone downhill. With clouds rolling in and visibility waning, the search was relegated to the ground. Temsco helicopter pilots were also on standby to assist if needed. According to the Alaska State Troopers, the hikers were located cold and wet, but otherwise uninjured, at around 10:30 Wednesday morning. Megan Peters is a public information officer with the troopers. She says the call came in to the Alaska Wildlife Troopers, and while there's no trooper post in Skagway, they often serve as a command center to help with incidents like this one.
A lot of times we use local search and rescue volunteer assets, or we pool assets from other areas, and we manage the search and rescue operation. So just because there's not one physically there, it doesn't mean that we don't have the case and we're not organizing and making sure people are accounted for, because the last thing we want is for somebody to go searching and then become missing themselves.
The 10-mile round-trip trek to the top of AB Mountain and back is a strenuous affair with an elevation gain of about 5,000 feet. And while it's a popular hike, the trail is not as well maintained as some of the easier ones in the area. Emily Rauscher is the Emergency Services Administrator for the Municipality of Skagway.
All of our search and rescue responders are all volunteers, so the time that they commit is invaluable, and it's really appreciated, because none of this is getting paid. Nobody's getting paid while they're doing this. It's all their time that they're donating. They're losing out on sleep, and they're going straight into work the next day. So it's pretty amazing.
Rauscher says more than 20 volunteers showed up to help with the search efforts.